With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The forecast calls for snow in much of the northern U.S. Here's correspondent Jennifer King.
Residents are clearing off snow and the plows are busy in Lowville, a village in northern New York. WWNY reports that Lewis County Sheriff Michael Carpinelli has issued a travel advisory due to the poor road conditions and blowing snow. Winter weather awaits many travelers in the northern U.S. this Thanksgiving weekend. The National Weather Service has extended storm warnings and advisories from New York to Montana. Forecasters warn that squalls could produce whiteout conditions. Iowa and Illinois are expected to get the brunt of it, from 6 inches to a foot of snow by Saturday night. I'm Jennifer King.
Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he wants to see peace in the Middle East, but warns that there are still some very bad actors in the region complicating that.
Hamas is a resistance movement sponsored from Tehran. They are not going to lay down their weapons. They're going to have to be coerced and killed. And to date, no one else has signed up to do that except the Israeli Defense Forces. And so I suspect you will continue to see Israel do the necessary.
And former Secretary Pompeo spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Wall Street rose for a fifth straight day on Friday to put the wraps on a volatile month on an abbreviated Black Friday session. Economist Steve Moore says things are so much better than Americans are being led to believe right now about the U.S. economy.
Today in America, there are 6 million job openings. There are Ford, you might have seen Ford announce that they have something like 10,000, they need 10,000 mechanics. And that they start at $100,000 a year, and the average average salary for these mechanics is $150,000 a year.
And that is economist Steve Moore. Stocks did end on a higher note on Friday, closing at 1 p.m. Eastern time. It was a fifth straight day of gains, capping the best weekly rally since June. This is SRN News. Homeschooling, it used to be kind of rare, but now it's a growing trend, as Michael Harrington explains.
Ever since the pandemic, American parents have increasingly been pulling their kids out of the public schools and teaching them at home. According to a new report from Johns Hopkins University, homeschooling is growing at an average rate of 5.4%. In South Carolina, more than one in five school-aged children are being taught in the home. Experts add that these numbers are likely underestimating the true size of homeschooling for lack of good polling data. Michael Harrington reporting.
The board overseeing Alabama Public Libraries has voted to remove books that discuss transgenderism from the teen and children's areas of all public libraries in the state. The Alabama action is the latest salvo in the national fight over library content that's being driven by parents who are alarmed by the content of some books being given to children in public and elementary school libraries. This is SRN News. LSU is offering a full buyout to its recently dismissed football coach.
Brian Kelly has received a letter from LSU confirming that he was fired without cause and is owed his full $54 million buyout. The letter, obtained by the Associated Press and dated November 26th, clears the way for Kelly to withdraw a November 10th lawsuit against the university, in which Kelly says LSU officials had suggested he could be fired for cause. That could have substantially reduced his buyout. LSU's latest letter says Kelly has an obligation to try to get another job in football while he's still being paid by LSU. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Arch Manning threw a touchdown pass and ran for the clinching score late in the fourth quarter. As number 16, Texas beat number 3, Texas A&M, 27-17 on Friday night. That spoils the Aggies' undefeated season. More on these stories at srnnews.com.